I don't think that the sailors of ZANU necessarily means that the opposite will gain. ZANU can sail as it is sailing. ZANU can be tear apart as it is happening. But the current state of the opposition, as we understand it, is very sad, crazy. ZANU can be torn apart, they can run into factions. But I can say that a faction in ZANU, given the conflict between party and state, and how the world has said through the military, they can still win the election. Because the opposition is not organized. The opposition is in disarray. The MDC, we have MDCT, MDC, several MDC, unless they get organized. Even look at ZANU and ZAPU in the head. There was a time when they formed the Patriotic Front to confront a common enemy in Russia. And they won independence. And these guys, to be frank, if they continue in their disorganizing manner, in their mediocrity, state as it is, then can be torn apart, they can differ, but they can still win the election because of the problems of the opposition. The opposition is in disarray and it's sad.
So, Mr. Mangwana, in light of that reality, the opposition is in disarray, clearly granted. So what hope can you give for 2016 for Zimbabweans?
The only message I have to say is there's a part we have to deliver. There is no question about that. We owe it to the people of Zimbabwe. We have to deliver good outcomes for our people. We have to focus not on our on power games. We actually have to focus on delivering a good economics to our people. That is a party, is a rallying call that we all, any well-meaning Zimbabwean should make. Whatever machinations and shenanigans are going, some of these are just secondary fires we are lighting. We need to focus on making sure our people have got good livelihoods. This year is gonna be a very, very devastating drought. We need everybody focused on making sure that not even a single person would suffer, and not even a single person will go hungry. We have to make sure that the jobs that are there are retained, and more are created. If people have got a single-mindedness and togetherness of focusing on those particular goals, we'll achieve everything that we need, and 2016 can be better. But these are caveats, obviously, to what we need. We need everybody to pull together.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Okay. Dr. Ruhanya, you have a final word?
Yeah, just to say that people are already starving. I don't know why he's saying that he will not have anyone starving. People are starving. People have no food. We already have a drought. I think that they've told him from Harare that the country has a huge food deficit. But the problem we have as a country is that we have the problem of the will to power versus the will to transformation. Everything that is happening here is about grabbing, is about capturing power, but transforming our institutions, transforming our economy, transforming our democratic culture is not part of the discourse, not only in ZANU, but also even in the opposition. But the biggest problem also we have related to that is the lack of leadership in ZANU and the political opposition. President Mugabe is saying in 92 in 7 weeks' time. Surely you cannot have international or domestic economic confidence in a 92-year-old to do deals with a 92-year-old.